Cosmic Shed.
You're listening to The Cosmic Shed, a show that explores the way science and storytelling collide.
We'll be talking about films, books, music, theatre, TV, and anything else that catches our curiosity. From rigorously accurate science fact to ridiculously speculative science fiction.
We don't want to nitpick, but to celebrate the ways science and art can complement and enrich each other.
Mostly, we just want to talk about nerdy things that make us happy.
We've decided to do all of this from a crumbling garden shed somewhere in suburban Bristol.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between. Welcome to a bonus episode of The Cosmic Shed. Just me, Andrew, in the shed today. But Laura and I recently got back from a fantastic new festival. It's in its second year and it's called Underneath the Stars, so you can probably guess why we like it already. But it was set up by the Rusby family. Kate Rusby is a wonderful folk singer. If you don't know her work, then check her out. She has a song called Underneath the Stars, and the festival is obviously named after that song. It's a folk festival, but they have all different types of music creeping into it as well. And brilliantly, they have a science section. And one of the things we do, we turn the campervan Lionel into a cinema. And we show short films quite often. Obviously, they have a bit of a science slant to them. And we were really fortunate to be invited to Underneath the Stars to do just that. We met some incredible people. We met one chap who's an 8-year-old called Noah, who's doing his GCSE in physics. He was just brilliant. But the reason for this bonus episode is that next to Lionel at the festival was Marco Franklin.
My name's Marco and I run a company called Good Gracious Music that I started. In actual fact, I came up with the idea of setting up my own company in 2003, which is when I was first going to be laid off. But never actually started the company proper until 2007. And then very quickly started to immerse myself in music, and I found myself very quickly encouraging people towards creativity, because at 53 years of age I felt, wow, what if somebody had done that for me when I was young and said, run after your dream, chase after your passion. Now I'm all about trying to encourage children of any age. My oldest child, not my child, but the biggest kid that I've got in my ukulele group is 80 years of age.
Marco, amongst many other things, write songs. At the festival, Marco had a stall with ukuleles on it, just on the edge of the science area, and he was such a great bloke. We just thought, well, does he have any songs that are science related, and can we sneak him onto the Cosmic Shed podcast?
I've become a bit of a, not an aficionado on the ukulele, but I seem to spend a lot of my time promoting the ukulele, because it is quite simply the easiest instrument in the world to play. It's the perfect entry-level instrument. The kazoo's slightly simpler, but it's a great little stepping stone towards doing something that effectively is musical, which I think is always quite empowering for anybody. Art, dance, music, anything creative, effectively, is quite empowering, particularly when you don't think you can be. And so the song that seems to be the signature song is this song called Tadpoles in a Puddle. Well, in actual fact, it's called Enzo's song, because Enzo is an 8-year-old kid who had learnt, for some reason, he had learnt that to make a mistake was a bad thing in life. And every time he'd make a mistake when I was trying to teach him to play the guitar, he'd curl up into a ball and he'd get really angry with himself. Extraordinarily angry for an 8-year-old child. And there was a reason behind that, which I'll not go into, but in talking to his mum, I suggested that I'd just been bought a ukulele, so how about I buy Enzo a ukulele and the pair of us could fall over and make mistakes together. So she thought that was a good idea, Enzo thought that was a good idea, so we started to learn to play the ukulele. And the simple chords are C, F, and G. So we taught each other those kind of chords, and before one of the lessons was running late because Enzo was out taking photographs of some tadpoles in a puddle, which I found out when he came back. And I just thought it was extraordinary that tadpoles lived in puddles. And but I thought it was more extraordinary that Enzo had taken a photograph to bring home to show his little baby sister Teal, who was 2 years of age, so she could see the tadpoles in the puddle as well. So I just thought that extraordinarily giving for somebody who'd got so upset with himself when he was making mistakes, such a contradiction in terms. So anyway, I was walking the dog as you do, and this little chorus came along called Tadpoles in a Puddle, which I then wrote. And then I went back, I shared that with Enzo and said, look, should we try and make it into a song? We looked up Tadpoles in a Puddle in the internet and came across the Society for the Protection of Tadpoles in Puddles, which is an American society. So you've got to smile a little bit because they are pretty crazy. But but in actual fact, its heritage was set up at MIT and in the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Mm-hmm. And it was an environmental science group that was set up, effectively established by a guy called Mark Ehrlich, who established the Vernal Pool Society Association. And the three sort of animals that you find in a puddle is a wood frog, a fairy shrimp, and a thing called a spotted salamander. We call them newts over here. And the puddles are there for the spring, and then they go for the summer. So there's no goldfish. There's less predators. The only real predator is the sun, really, to some extent, because it dries out. They promoted this society through a T-shirt that Mark Ehrlich designed with a spotted salamander on it, and that in itself creatively became a fundraiser for the society. And then Mark Ehrlich himself went on to become quite a well-known folk singer in the United States and tours, and I'm in touch with him because I've sent them the song, and they've since had the song on their website and all that kind of stuff. So effectively the song is Enzo's song, because I want to acknowledge the fact that it was Enzo was the inspiration. And the chorus is Tadpoles in a Puddle, so it goes like this.
Take a gander at a spotted salamander running on the ground. Everybody sing, tadpoles in a puddle I have found. Tadpoles in a puddle swimming all around. I took a picture to show my sister so that she might see. Tadpoles in a puddle swimming all around for me. Everybody sing, tadpoles in a puddle I have found.
Cool.
It's a funny song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that was just kind of written right there, spur of the moment type thing. Really fun writing, very exciting sharing it with Enzo and Although the kind of excitement's worn off with him, he's now just coming up to about 13. He needs to try and play it cool. So he actually downplays it. Unfortunately, it is actually the key song that I sing when I'm teaching ukulele. And at the senior school that he's now going to start this year, they have warm-up groups, or, you know, experience days for year six to come in. And I always get invited into the ukulele workshops. And so I teach Enzo's song. So now his whole new school year knows. but his confidence is such these days, in actual fact, although I haven't spent a lot of time with him recently, but his confidence is such that he stands his own ground and great. He's quite happy to make mistakes, as far as I'm aware. So,
yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you very much indeed to Marco. Such a pleasure to meet you. And I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I hope everybody else has enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back, Laura and Ben, back very soon with another full episode, which I believe will be about the new Pixar film Inside Out. Thanks for listening. The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.